Because I don't bet that often, I would make a massive play on the Chiefs. Yeah, I would make up for my year of not really sports betting, yeah. And then be like,
yeah,
there you go.
Well, your entire
betting, stack on the Chiefs.
Your entire betting existence involves the Power Trip Morning Show and Power Trip Bets tweeting about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the show. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Dave.
And Dave, tonight should have been the start of the National Hockey League playoffs.
Son of a bitch. Just when I was primed and ready to try out your theory of going with the road team, it all falls apart.
You know, I haven't looked through the entire $2 trillion bailout bill, but there has to be a provision in there for Power Trip Bets not being able to bet on NHL playoff hockey. I'm like, surely there's some money coming my way. But in the event that there's not, I was actually thinking of doing a Kickstarter for myself. But then, you know, Kickstarter does keep a portion of the money. So, you know, if you want to participate in the Power Trip Bets bailout, you can Venmo me. It's powertripbets@gmail.com, and I will accept a bailout for not being able to bet on the NHL playoffs right now.
What have we become? This is disgusting.
That's the ultimate sellout, right? No, but it's oh my god, it's my favorite 8 weeks of the year. Like hockey, like almost every single night for 8 weeks, intense playoff hockey. The best.
Don't even talk to me about that. Kansas was going to be the number one overall seed and likely like going to walk through the NCAA tournament as well. Like, this is not a good look.
I know. But there is hope on the horizon. We're going to talk about that in the bets updates. So we'll get started with some Patreon shout-outs. We'd like to thank Mike Q for being a Patreon member. Raphael,
excuse me, bitch.
That's perfect. Raphael C. As well for being a patron, and Brandon C., who is a high roller. So thank you guys so much for supporting us. One of the cool things that we did actually this afternoon, Dave, is we had a happy hour with some of our patrons that decided to join us for a little happy hour, and we played a game of initials, and that was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it was actually a lot cooler than I thought it was going to be. Put together a great list. Great clues, Chuck.
As always.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can do that. I think we're shooting for the last week of April for our next one, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's and it's wide open to anybody that's one of our Patreon patrons. Yeah, we'll shoot. We'll do another round of initials at the end of April. It was a lot of fun, and I did it slightly different than Corey. It's not only audio clues, it's video clues as well, or text clues. So it was made it a little less awkward doing it via the Zoom video conference. So anyway, so I think everybody had fun. Lewis dominated again. He is the man when it comes to initials. So you guys got to knock off Lewis if you want to play. So that's patreon.com/betsandquotes if you want to get signed up and join us for the next happy hour at the end of April. We'd love to have you there. Thanks to all of you guys for supporting the podcast. Well, let's get rolling with a bets update. And then Dave, I cut new intros for us for the updates.
Horny.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Dildos are not essential items.
You like that? I figured you would. All right. This week on the bets update, I actually do have a minor update. So let's talk a little golf. And this was kind of the glimmer of hope I alluded to just a few moments ago. The golf tournaments have been rescheduled, which is a good thing. Like, I will take rescheduling at this point. You've got the PGA is going to go off, I believe, in August. The U.S. Open will follow that in September. And then there's the Masters that will happen the second weekend in November. And Dave, how badly are you hoping that the rescheduled Power Trip Vegas trip happens that second weekend of November so we can be there for an NFL football weekend and the Masters tournament?
Honestly, that would make it all worth it. All of the stress and rescheduling and all this stuff, if that happened, I would be in heaven.
I mean,
even for it to fall on one of those major golf tournaments, I mean, they're all going to be stacked and packed right in the early to mid-fall there. We definitely have a shot.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it would be. And that would be the way to watch it, too. Can you imagine, like, watching the Sunday Masters on the big screen, and then you've got a plethora of NFL games all around it. Because golf is one of those things where it's like, you know, you don't have to sit there and stare at the screen for 6 hours straight. You know, you can kind of watch it and then look away, do something else. That's why it's the perfect thing to nap to on a Sunday afternoon. It's the best. And oh my God, that's what I'm envisioning. And the way the gambling comes in with that is the one tournament that did not get rescheduled is the British Open, or as Andy and I know it, the Open, which is the proper term. They actually canceled that for insurance purposes, so there will not be an Open this year, which means that Jordan Spieth is not going to win the Open this year, and that's one less major that Corey has to get Spieth a major, because remember, he's got the 5-year bet with Meat Sauce for $100, and by 5 years, it wasn't 20 tournaments. That was 5 years. He's got to win one within 5 years. So Corey lost one major out of that. So just a slight edge there to Meat Sauce. And, you know, if the other three, for whatever reason, if any of those don't end up happening, Corey just loses them. So yeah, a little bit of a little glimmer of hope there for a bet update, since the guys can't seem to find anything to wager on these days. So, all right, well, that will do it for my bet update. Let's have a word from our sponsor.
Hey guys, I have a brand new podcast to tell you about. It's called Binge Kill Chill. Binge Kill Chill is a podcast all about the streaming world, from The Mandalorian to Stranger Things to all the new stuff coming, like HBO Max and Peacock. Binge Kill Chill is hosted by TC, a Twin Cities OG, and his British co-host who looks like Sweetums from The Muppets. It's not a good look, but thankfully, TC still has that Minnesota sexiness going on. Check it out on Spotify, Apple, or Google. We guarantee it doesn't suck.
And now, Dave, are you ready for your intro?
Give it to me.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get Meat Sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Dildos? No.
Yes, yes. When you hear that, when you hear dildos, it's time for the quotes of the week. And we will get started with the blue dildo owner himself, Christopher Allen Hockey.
Yeah.
Behind every drunken female is a disaster of a husband, though. I mean, yeah. Let's just be honest.
Probably. Yeah.
Look at my wife.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, I think that being number three speaks to how strong the quotes were this week. Not a ton of volume, but my God, if that's number three, we're in for a big treat here.
Yeah, that was definitely a good one.
You know, and that is one that looks even better on paper.
Oh yeah.
Some you don't get the gist of it if you don't listen to the audio, and some just flat out on, you know, the Twitter feed look a lot better. So that was dynamite from Hawk. We'll move to number two, and again, it's some more Chris.
Yeah, you know, now that I think of it, if I were God, every lady in America would wake up with back problems.
Yeah, and you'd be outside of their house.
His little laugh there is what makes that, where he's just like,
That was him laughing like that, audibly, you know, verified that he still is a horny old man.
Yeah, that was definitely the horny old man giggle. Like, I shouldn't be laughing, but I am.
I woke up. I slept in a little bit this morning, and I got a Twitter notification from Smidium, and with that tweet, and I was like, oh man, I cannot wait to hear that one. So, and more smoke from Hawk there. All right, at number one, he's the future governor of this great state of Minnesota, and it is John Kreisel.
That would be the biggest mistake, is giving Paul a button bar would be like giving Bin Laden a nuclear bomb.
Wow, that's an analogy of the year nomination right there. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. Giving Bin Laden a nuclear bomb.
Like, just how dangerous it would be for Meat Sauce to have control of the button, like a button bar during the show would just... That is the accurate description of that. So thank you, John.
I do love when he's in the booth for Hawk when Hawk's gone, and you know, because now they have Zach do it. But back in the day when it was Sauce running the board, oh yeah, you could tell in the first 20 seconds of the show that it was Sauce, because it was just random button after random button. So I think it'd be fun to do just every once in a while. But yeah, giving Sauce a permanent button bar might be a little bit edgy.
Yeah, it would be very entertaining, though. All right, well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week in Your Thoughts, we're going to do the tweets of the month, since we are now clear of March. So we'll look back on March via Twitter. We're going to talk about the Power Trip quarantine houses that Aaron Gleeman tweeted out. We'll just give our kind of thoughts on where we would end up. And we will have a reading from the book of Meat Sauce, plus quotes, notes, and some trivia. So let's get started, Dave, with the tweets of the month. And why don't you go first? We each kind of pick out five that we like from the month of March, just to kind of recap the month. Give us your first tweet of the month.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is very loosely. Some of mine are more recent, so it's not strictly March, but we'll go with the last 31 days. First one I have, we're going to touch on it a ton more later in the show, but I'll just mention it was Aaron Gleeman's Choose Your Quarantine KFAN House. Absolutely went viral, and yeah, just awesome content, great idea.
Absolutely. Yep. That was really, really cool. Well, my first one is again from our good friend Al at AlRules2009. On March 30th, he tweeted, "Stay at home log, day 15. I'm fairly certain I've forgotten how to drive a car. No idea where my old physical office is anymore." Which is a pretty good summary. I went somewhere yesterday for the first time in several days, and it's like, okay, how do I drive? It feels so weird, like, getting into a car when you haven't driven in, like, 5 or 6 days. And, yeah, I'm making my normal commute to the office since I haven't seen my office in about 4 weeks. It'd be a little bit of a struggle at this point. So Al, of course, summed it up perfectly.
Al rules. Shout out, Dad. All right. Next up I have is a tweet from Gilbrand Salim. That the guys kind of went viral on the show, at least for that morning, a comedian. And this tweet was, "Your quarantine nickname is how you feel right now, plus the last thing you ate. My name is Sick Bat." One of the funny things, I'm glad Corey found that on Twitter and highlighted that. That guy is a genius on Twitter. Just poking a little fun at all the shitty situation that we are all in.
Yeah, definitely. Like I pointed out a couple weeks ago, one dude eats a bat in China, and holy F, the butterfly effect. So, here we are. All right, well, my next one is, we'll get the negativity out of the way a little bit, because a lot of tweets this month with negativity in them, so we'll get past that. But I did appreciate this one from our good old friend Zachary Halverson, at Zach Halverson, on March 27th, which would have been Friday night in Vegas that was canceled. Should be playing Pai Gow tonight. Ugh. which pretty much summed up. I mean, that hits really close to home for me. So Zach put it perfectly. So yeah, I had to like that one.
Oh yeah, that was just a straight week of, at this time right now last year I was doing this or I should be doing that. And, yeah. All right.
Yep.
Clean that up. Next one I have is from our good friends at Smitty on Twitter. It was right after the segment, a very funny segment that the listener that actually got cut out of the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, it did. Weird.
Hockey trying to find what rap song he rapped to back in the day. And, or the other day or whenever the hell it happened. I still don't think we know exactly when it was, but it was, basically a picture of an award. For the Marconi Awards, Radio Awards, 2020 recipient KFAN Power Trip Morning Show for spending two whole segments trying to remember a rap song that Hockey remembered that one time.
That's brilliant. I really feel like I got to the bottom of it because I think there's been three different rap songs that he's done at different times. I think people on Twitter and on the show were remembering different ones that he did, because I can tell you for a fact he did the Bust a Move one, and he was even shocked that he knew it because he commented on it at the time, because he did the whole whole long stretch of it. And then when Corey played that one on the show, he could barely get two words out. So, you know, if he really knew it and he would have remembered it, you know, but I think it's one of those where for whatever reason, like the word flow just hit him that day and he was like, damn, I can't believe I remembered that. So that's the one I was remembering. And Corey was obviously remembering a different one. And there was a third one some of the Twitter people were throwing out there too. So I think that was kind of where a lot of the confusion was, the fact that everybody was kind of remembering a different rap that he had done. So but yeah, brilliant tweet on the part of Smitty there. Well, my next one comes from our good friend and our Top Chef Wales podcast co-host, Mr. Z at Mr. Z Movies. On March 13th, Mr. Z tweeted, "Anyone else ever so lazy you watch the tiny screen in the corner of the TV while the guide is up?" Which I've done before too, where it's like, yeah, I'm just going to sit here and watch that, and too lazy to actually put it on something. But so, yes, definitely quarantine life there.
Oh yeah. Hashtag quarantine life. Next one I had is from at the Masters from the other day, a statement from their chairman Ridley. We have identified November 9th through the 15th as the intended dates we will host the 2020 Masters. We hope an anticipation of staging the tournament brings a moment of joy to the Augusta community and for those who love this great game. Masters is back. So glad they didn't cancel it. Just woke up to that tweet the other day, and it absolutely made my day.
Oh, definitely. I saw that and immediately quote tweeted it. I was super excited to see that. And yeah, the first thing that popped in my head was football, NFL football and Masters Sunday on the same day. Sign me up. The only thing missing from their tweet is they could have given a little shout out to the gambling community. But hey, I'll take the tweet as is. So.
Yeah, well, they're pretty progressive down there in Georgia.
All right, well, my next one comes from, of course, Meat Sauce. At Meat Sauce 1, on March 1st, long before any of the crap went down, he simply tweeted, as he was in Vegas, "Dear sports gambling," and then his Tom Cruise meme that says, "I love you, you complete me," which speaks right to my heart, just like Halvorsen's Pie Gow tweet does. Yeah, that one speaks directly to me. So that was a good tweet, and I know Sauce was having fun with his gambling back then. It's hard to believe that was only 5 weeks ago.
Yes. Oh man, don't remind me. Last one I have, Chuck, is from you.
Ah.
You made my favorite tweets of the month.
Yes.
And you made your own variation of this grid. It says the Power Trip grid. Like Corey said to Jessica Simpson, gotta do it. And you have to keep three of these nine options. The first one is John Bonus's laugh, Ben Lieber's face, the initial game, the initials game, which in quotations available on Kickstarter, genius. Mark Rosen's The Beaver Button, Tommy's Takes, The State Fair Shows, Hockey's Indiana Hick Laugh, Sauce's Cavs, and Power Trip Vegas. That is tough. Chuck, what would you actually go with on this?
That's a good question. I think I would go Power Trip Vegas would have to be number one. Tommy's Takes would probably be number two for me. And God, I am a sucker for that Hick Laugh. Because it always means something absolutely hilarious has happened. I think I would go with Hockey's Hick Laugh. How about you?
I definitely go Power Trip Vegas. I go the initials game and John Bonus's laugh.
Yeah, it's tough between Hockey's Laugh and Bonus's Laugh. I think both of those are right there for me. And, you know, I got, you know, tons of replies with people stating their favorites. And I will say that, I really think it was kind of the top ones were Hockey's Hick Laugh, Bonus's Laugh, the initials game, Vegas, and Tommy's Takes. Those were kind of the five that I saw the most frequently and stuff like that. And, of course, the initials game Twitter account liked every single tweet that said it was the initials game. So Corey's actually come around to being very active on Twitter ever since his Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, funny. Goes from tweeting once a month about Kerry Russell's ass to once every 5 minutes.
But that's good. I like to see Corey active on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, my last one was even better than that, and it was probably one of the most viral tweets of the month of March for Power Trip Nation, and it was from the KFAN account, at KFAN1003, from March 3rd. You might think that KFAN's five-year extension with the Minnesota Wild was the result of our long conference calls and tense boardroom meetings, but that's not exactly the case. Take a behind-the-scenes look at how KFAN and iHeartMedia landed the Minnesota Wild for 5 more years. And, of course, it was the reenactment of the Mighty Ducks scene with Sauce on skates that we talked about earlier on the podcast, but that was absolutely brilliant. I don't know. I watched that multiple times, and, that was definitely one of the most viral tweets and one of my absolutely favorite videos in a long, long time.
Yeah, I really wish they would, you know, it's really hard to get all those people together at the same time. And, you know, like Corey complained about, you know, spending 4 hours just to be in 3 seconds of a 3-minute video. But I really like all that behind the scenes and that, you know, funny bits and videos that they put together, too.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Well, one of the tweets, Dave, that made your list was the Quarantine Houses tweet of Aaron Gleeman, and we were going to go a little bit more into that, not super in-depth, but I was just kind of curious, since it did catch fire a little bit, what houses, you know, I don't know if you want to do this, like, your favorite, you kind of your couple favorites, maybe your favorite and your least favorite, do it however you want to. Talk about the Quarantine Houses.
One of the under-the-radar ones that I think if we're just thinking about survival and entertaining, not too high, not too low, but where you could see yourself in that environment for about a month. I like House 3 a lot. Dan Barrero, Brandon Molesky, Carly Zucker, John Bonus, Ryan Donaldson, and Kevin Faulness. I don't know, maybe if Kevin Faulness ripped on Zach Halvorsen too much, but that's the only thing I can think of.
The problem
maybe
with House...
Dan Barrero, like, stole my ice cream out of the freezer.
The problem with House 3 is you'd have Dan Barrero and Brandon Molesky arguing about which one's smarter for most of the time, but with John Bonus sitting in the corner laughing, knowing he's the smartest, so...
and somehow making money.
He'd monetize the house somehow, so... I think for me, this was a clear cut. Like this was an absolute no-brainer, and it's just, you know, it's just personal styles and personal takes. But for me, it's easily house number two. Like it wasn't even close because, you know, I love Sauce and I love Charch, and I've long said that if Twitter, like if you had to do like a Survivor Twitter, The last two people that I would unfollow on Twitter are Charge and Meat Sauce, and they're in the same house. So, you know, Krasinski, he's a great dude, always nice. Bursich would be absolutely a gem to have because, A, oh, yeah, the musical selections, and B, Pete Bursich is easily, you know, of all the Packer haters in the land of Minnesota, Pete Bursich is far and away number one, because you got to remember, this guy grew up in Chicago as a Bears fan, hating the Packers, and then he spends the bulk of his professional career, you know, as a player, coach, and announcer for the Minnesota Vikings. It's like, Bursich hates the Packers, and the fact that Carl Gerbschmidt would be in the same house with Pete Bursich would be absolute gold. And then you get Abbott in there too to, you know, yell at Meat Sauce and throw his two cents around. So yeah, that it was an absolute no-brainer for me. House number two all the way.
I should say I wanted to highlight house three because I thought it was like the most tolerable and for a month situation. But if I were to have like a one night stand with one of these houses, I would definitely go with Chris Hockey, you know, house number four, Chris Hockey, Justin Gard, Ben Lieber, Lil B, Zach Halverson, and Tommy Olsen. Like that is like, that's a, you bring a bottle of, you know, you bring a case of beer and you wake up the next morning, you're like, what the hell happened? But you don't want to go do it again the next day.
Two things on house number four. Number one, well, three things. Number one, it would be a lot of fun. Number two, it would be foreclosed on within weeks.
And 100%.
And number three, it would be the best house without a doubt to take a black light to the next day, because you've got Zach, Tommy, and Hockey all in the same house. Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. Get your black lights out, people.
Yeah, every corner of that house.
Oh, totally. So yeah, awesome bit from Gleeman, and lots of fun. I like you know, the pick three. You know, I hated doing it, but I was like, nobody had really done one that was Power Trip specific, so I was like, well, I gotta throw that out there. But I know the pick threes are starting to get like overdone, and everybody's doing them on everything. But hey, we're bored, so those are fun. And Gleeman's was a little bit different than that, so that's I think why it caught fire a little bit too, because it was just something slightly different. Well, I think we are ready for our first ever reading from the Book of Meat Sauce. So take it away, Dave.
And now, it's time to read from the Book of Meat Sauce. And now, it's time to read from the Book of Meat Sauce.
Our first reading today is from the chapter called Veggies, from November 12th of 2019. Paul likes veggies. He likes almost all of them, except for green pepper. He is not a fan of those. Sauce does like Brussels sprouts, but only when they're well done. He also enjoys asparagus and broccoli, but he does not enjoy cauliflower. Our next reading is from the same day, November 12th of 2019, a chapter entitled, Things Sauce is Self-Conscious About When He is Going to the Dentist. Meat Sauce has always been afraid that his breath stinks. Additionally, he's concerned that he breathes too hard. When asked if he's worried about breathing, Paul said, I'm not. I'm a superior athlete now that I have a Peloton bike. When asked if he's worried that his teeth will kill another dentist, Paul doesn't think so, unless his fake teeth fall out. Our final reading today is from February 26th of 2020, Chapter 94, Things About Treaser. Tree, or Anthony, is a paramedic. He loves the band Dashboard Confessional. The city in which he works as a paramedic is unknown to Meat Sauce.
What's new, Pussycat?
This has been another reading from the Book of meat sauce.
Those are awesome. The brilliant thing about that too is I think this book is probably going to end up having about 974 different chapters.
Right. Well, and the thing is as Chris has done this all along, he's just randomly given out chapter numbers. So I'm not exactly sure how I've got a lot of these written down and logged. So we're going to have fun with these and rattle them off every couple of shows.
It's going to be interesting when there's like four chapter 28s in the Book of Meat Sauce. Right, very confusing.
Yeah. I haven't come to that yet. Maybe Chris is writing some of this down actually, but I haven't had double chapter numbers yet.
Well, that's awesome. All right. Well, it's time for some quotes, notes, and I'm guessing you probably have an open this week.
Well, of course.
Who's gonna tell you hogs? New porn genre. Who's gonna tell you sauces? Dumbass friends' nicknames. You can't go on thinking about Corey's bleeding dumb. I'm gonna give you quotes notes tonight.
Just a side note to the family of Benjamin Orr, God rest your soul. I have no control over this, so rest in peace, Benjamin.
Come on, that was pretty good.
All right, what do you got for us?
Come on. All right. Okay, first up, I got Chris made a Tom Riddle reference on Wednesday's show. Not everyone out there is a Harry Potter nerd, but I am, so I appreciated that. Thank you, Hawk. Next one I have, Hawk was trying to think about a name. He was trying to think of the name and artist of a song that mentions snakes and spiders. And I looked it up, and it is Spiders and Snakes by the Bellamy Brothers.
Okay. Thanks.
This is very Tommy's takes tonight. I wanted to make a list. I made a list of the different random things that I've bet on since the four major sports have gotten shut down.
And go on.
And here we go. Horse racing, UFC taking place in Brazil, MMA cage fighters, or cage warriors in the United Kingdom, Aussie rules football, NBA players playing each other in NBA 2K20, Madden 20 simulations, MLB The Show 20 simulations, and the NASCAR I-Series. Tell me you're proud of me.
I am proud of you, and I would say that I bet on about half of those items, plus the weather. So, definitely a drought here in the betting community.
Yes, but we are getting UFC 249 on Dana's kick-ass island, so that's going to be sweet.
Fantasy Island.
Yes. Okay, next up, Corey and Rosie said that they prefer Julie Bowen to Sofia Vergara. And a very controversial take, but I actually do agree as well. Obviously, both very talented and beautiful, but I also prefer Julie Bowen. What about you, Chuck?
Yeah, I can go either way on that one. I don't have a strong take either way.
I don't think there's a wrong answer, but
I'm not going to die on either hill. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Okay. Well, Corey's dying on the Julie Bowen stand. He's a Julie Bowen stan. next up, I know the guys have been talking about it all week, but I myself am through six episodes of Ozark season 3. Chuck, are you watching it at all?
I'm not. It's not quite my, doesn't like hit me just quite right. So, have not gotten into that one yet. We are way behind on the, true crime stuff that we like 48 Hours and Datelines and all that kind of stuff. So we're just getting caught up on that right now while we're waiting for the next big thing to drop.
Nice. I like it. Next up, I have a dynamite idea for a TikTok. I did create an account. I just have not executed this plan. But so remember when Sauce did the or tried to explain money laundering? I think it was last Thursday. So I've been taking notes and reading up on, you know, how to execute an awesome TikTok. And I have it all. I got basically like a storyboard written out of how it's going to go. And once it drops, it's going to be fire. So you guys are all going to love it.
Unless there's scantily clad women, good luck getting anybody to watch it.
I'll drop that in there just for Hawks attendance. Hockey's pro. Well, you played it with our new intros for this week, but Hockey's fake KFAN promos for the other shows with the button bar dildos was amazing. That really woke me up on Friday morning.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was rolling the whole time, especially the Barrera one. Anything with Barrera cracks me up.
Yes. We love our Barrera rips. Last one I had was, if you follow me on Twitter, you know, I started a blog. I've started to recap the show, break it all down segment by segment with timestamps of where certain things are in the podcast, listing all the bumper music that they play, notable moments, basically spending a lot of time on it. So I appreciate it if you guys check it out. And yeah, that's all I got.
Now, as the John Bonus of our podcast, I have to ask you, why are we not monetizing this behind the Patreon paywall, Dave?
Well, I wanted to see if people gave a shit about it. And obviously, there's situations like last Friday where you couldn't think of, oh, when did Hockey rap about the song or whatever? Well, I'm making detailed enough notes where you could search my blog for Hockey raps and you could pull up search results. So over time, this is going to be, pretty powerful thing. And yeah, once I actually get the login for our Patreon account and get set up, we will be releasing all of these daily show recaps on our Patreon for our subscribers on Patreon.
All right. Well, that sounds a little bit better because I always have to keep the John Bonus gene alive. So,
yes.
All right. Well, the last thing I've got for quotes notes is I've got one as well. And this is probably podcasting to an audience of one. So if you want to skip this part, feel free. But Roy Ash, our good friend Roy, he said that he wanted to know more about the time that I went to The Price is Right. So I'm going to give my little Price is Right story. And if you don't care about The Price is Right or anything, just, like I said, fast forward to the end. But it was fun. It was a blast. And so here's what happened. So the year was 2001. And my fiancé at the time, who I ended up not getting married to, but that's a different story for a different podcast, she had some training out in California, and I had gotten laid off. The company I worked for had gotten bought out in April of 2001, and they gave us an awesome severance package. Like, I got a year's salary, so I'm single, like 28 years old, and had a year's salary with nothing to do. So we drank and golfed like nonstop. And so she was having this training on California, and I'm like, I'm gonna go out to California, play some golf, hang out with her, and whatever. And I got to thinking, I was like, I've never been to The Price is Right before. I'm like, let's just go. So I showed up. You know, you have to order the tickets in advance, and they like oversell the tickets, so you kind of got to get in line early enough to guarantee yourself a spot, because a ticket doesn't guarantee anything. So I got in line, and it was a long process. Like, I got in line about 6 in the morning, And they would do certain things with you. Like, they'd line you up and get your name and information, and then they'd say, okay, you can just kind of hang out for a while. And so you just hang out for a while, and then they'd line you up again, and then you met with the producers and stuff. So anybody that thinks The Price is Right doesn't, like, pre-select people, that's totally, yeah, they 100% pre-select the people that they want to get called up. It's not anything random at all. And so that's like your little moment to try and, like, wow the producers. And that's why you get all the people that you do up on stage, because they're the ones that, you know, when they're up in front of the producers are going, oh my God, I'm on, you know. And so, yeah, I was not like that cray cray. So I don't remember what I think I basically told them that, yeah, I was unemployed and this is how I'm spending my summer. And, you know, so but they weren't interested in me because I did not get called up on stage. But, you know, after, God, like 3-4 hours of, like, waiting around and stuff, they finally took us into the theater, which was really small. And I ended up, like, in the middle section, about row 6 or 7, up from stage. And so I had a really good view and stuff. And Bob Barker was still the host at the time. So Bob would come out and warm up the audience a little bit, and then they rolled right through it. And it was really amazing how quickly they shot it, because, you know, it's an hour-long show, and they shot it in about an hour and 15 minutes. You know, they would in between games or whatever, when you normally would go to a commercial or stuff, it was about 4 or 5 minutes of setup in between there. And yeah, they would then they'd come out with the next game. The thing I'll remember about the time I went is pretty much everybody sucked. Completely, but you know, because it's one of those two where it's like you're there and you're like you're fully invested by the time you're there, right? And so I'm like screaming prices at people, and like I was right more than I was wrong that day too. And like you were getting people that were just making the dumbest decisions, and you're just like, come on, like, you know, and you're screaming numbers at them. And of course there's 300 people in the theater screaming numbers at them, so they're not really gonna look right at you. But but yeah, they were, I think only one person won a game out of like the 6 contestants. But the thing I'll always remember though too is spinning the wheel. And one of the weird things about it too is like when you're in studio, they add in the sound of the wheel. Like it's either like a really small microphone on the wheel that they don't play for the crowd, or they add that sound in later, however they do it. But so you don't hear the sound of the wheel when they're spinning the wheel. It's just, you see this wheel going around it. It's basically
bullshit. Because when you rock it, you know, to build up some momentum, it like they even add the sound effect of it going boop, boop, yeah, boop, boop, like frauds.
And it might actually be there, but the audience can't hear that. So it's the weirdest thing to like see the wheel going around and not hear the dit, 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 dit. So anyway, but like 4 of the 6 people that spun the wheel hit $1 that day. So that was really like statistically off the charts, you know, that 4 people hit $1 out of 6. But yeah, so that was my little experience and stuff. And it was fun to. Fun to be there and fun to witness that. And I talked to, there was one guy in line that I talked to. He was like a professional go to game show kind of guy. In fact, like he didn't want to get picked to be a contestant on The Price is Right. So fun fact, you can only ever be a contestant on The Price is Right once. Once you get up there, you can never do it again. But yeah, he had like a special badge where it was like, yeah, he's not even in consideration. Like he didn't go meet with the producers or anything like that. He just wanted to go to the show. And I talked to him quite a bit, and he was retired, and that's basically all he did every day, is he just went to different game shows all the time. So that was pretty cool. So he knew a ton. So it was kind of interesting to get his perspective on the whole thing. So there you go, Roy. That was my Price is Right experience. The only other Hollywood thing I ever did is I went to a taping of the Drew Carey Show, which was pretty popular at the time. It was like probably season 3 or 4 of the Drew Carey Show, and it was really funny. And the one thing I'll never forget is when we were in line for that, the ushers, you know, we would talk to them and, you know, get their takes on things. And they kept saying the show you really should go to is Whose Line Is It Anyway? They said they've just started taping the show. Drew Carey hosts it, and it's kind of like an improv thing or whatever. And I hadn't seen an episode yet, but they're like, you should really go to that one. And then I finally watched Whose Line Is It Anyway with like Drew Carey and Ryan Stiles and those guys, and how freaking hysterical it was. So yeah, I wish I had made it to that, but the Drew Carey show was cool too. So that was always fun to see. So
that show used to be so Whose Line Is It Anyways used to be like that was so funny back in the day.
Oh, it was brilliant. And there, yeah, Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie are just absolute geniuses for that style of comedy. And they were actually here in Kansas City like a year and a half ago or so, and my wife and I went to it, and it was unfortunately Ryan was sick, and so he did not make the show, but they replaced him with Dave Foley, who was like on news radio and a lot of other stuff, which so that was cool. I got to at least see Dave Foley instead of Ryan, but it was lots of fun to see that. So if you ever have Who's Live, they call it Who's Live, if that's ever in your town, that's worth going to see too. So all right,
sexy. How long are you gonna talk?
Exactly. Enough non-Power Trip stuff. Let's do some trivia.
Hey, Rubes. Would you like to prove that you listen to the Power Trip better than meat sauce? It's time for Stump the Rubes.
All right. What song did Chris Hockey sing when he auditioned for Star Search? So we're still in the whole Hollywood theme here. If you know what song Chris Hockey sang when he auditioned for Star Search, send that to powertripbets@gmail.com, and you could be in the long list of people that we owe a drink to. So so answer that. And the funny thing about that, too, is Chris forgot which song it was. Like the last time he brought it up, he was like, oh, yeah, I sang this song on Star Search. And then it was like a little while later, he was like, oh, wait, no, it was this song. So
you know this one, Chuck.
Oh, I do know this one for faux show. So absolutely.
Probably because it's right in your wheelhouse.
100%. All right, well, that will do it for this week's episode. We have talked a long time. So, Dave, in the meantime, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PowerTripQuotes, and check out my blog, powertripquotes.wordpress.com.
All right, and I'm simple. I'm at PowerTripBets on Twitter. We'll see you there. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.